Welcome to Jim'll Fix It. I'm Jim Corr, so I am. And I've had a lovely letter there from Billy, who says, "Dear Jim, could you fix it for me to visit Euro 2008? I would do anything to meet my all-time hero, Cristiano Ronaldo. Please make my dream come true. Billy, age 7. And I'm joined now by Billy. Hiya, Billy.
Hiya.
Now, Billy, you would love to go to Euro 2008.
Ah, yeah, deadly.
Well, are you sure about that, Billy?
Yeah, why not?
Well, this is the thing. I've had a lot of time on my hands on Jim'll Fix It.
Yeah.
And I've done a lot of extensive research on Euro 2008.
Great.
And I am now convinced, as are millions of others, that Euro 2008 represents what they call a nexus doorway to a new world order, a stepping stone for neocons and the aristocratic merchant princes of Europe to attain world governance, and using Euro 2008 to create what they like to call a scientific soccerocracy. So I am.
It's just a football tournament.
Well, Billy, this is an example of what they call cognitive dissonance, where it seems that on the surface they are playing football, but you look beneath the surface at statements made by the likes of Mr. Michel Platini, who, by the way, is one of the architects of this new world order. And he says, and I quote, it says it here now, I am really looking forward to 2008, which seems fine until you read on. Not only is it about football, it is a great coming together of nations. This is the big one, he says, which can only mean one thing.
What?
An incremental dismantling of civil liberties resulting in a totalitarian dictatorship. So I am.
What about Ronaldo?
Well, this is the thing. Ronaldo is a member of what they like to call the Illuminati.
What?
And uses the football pitch to communicate with other members of World Illuminati via television.
No.
Now, we are led to believe that Ronaldo performs what they call stepovers, when in actual fact, he is using his feet to spell out key instructions to fellow Illuminati. The most compelling evidence, though, is when you add the numbers together in 2008, what do you get?
10.
10, the exact amount of letters in the word Illuminati and in the word Cristiano.
Cristiano is 9 letters.
Well, not if you spell it with a H.
What?
Our next letter comes in from Katie. Dear Jim, please can you fix it for me to walk on the toll bridge? I love when they throw the money into the basket. Love, Katie, age 9.
Aww.
So we made Katie's dream come true and sent her out to the M50 to collect the tolls with a little help from Uncle Jim.
There you go, love.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Here you, love. You're doing a great job.
Thanks.
What do you think of the new e-flow proposal, young missy? You're a truth seeker, Katie.
Well, millions of people now believe that e-flow is a systematic attempt to...
Tag
the population electronically in preparation for the identification and...
Consequent
selection of these people for the abduction and ultimately assimilation...
Assimilation
into a super intelligent anti...
Extraterrestrial
race.
Woo!
160, please.
Dear Jim, please can you fix it for me to meet Boyzone, especially my hero Mikey. I just love him. Love, Amy.
Hello, Amy.
Hi, Jim.
Now, Amy, are you aware that Mikey Graham does not actually exist, Amy?
What?
That he exists only as a hologram, which has been generated by advanced computer boffins.
What?
As an experiment into eliminating certain key members of government.
Jim, come on.
Oh, no.
Jim.
It's the sisters.
Come on, Jim.
They're not even me sisters.
Come on, Jim.
They're not even girls. They're men.
Jim.
Big, hairy men.
Jim.
So they are.
Jim.
Ah!